A judge this afternoon will hear arguments in a challenge to the residency of Ann Kirkpatrick, who's running for the Democratic nomination in Southern Arizona's 2nd Congressional District. That follows Friday's decision that former State Representative Don Shooter can stay on the ballot despite a challenge to his residency. Joining me to talk about these cases is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Hey there, Howie.
Good morning.
So what is the main issue or the main issues at play in the Kirkpatrick case coming up this afternoon?
Well, unlike the Shooter case that we'll talk about in a minute, nothing in the Arizona Constitution or the U.S. Constitution requires that congressional candidates live in the districts that they want to represent. In fact, there's an argument to be made that you can't place a residency requirement other than living in the state. The argument is that Ann Kirkpatrick still can't be on the ballot because when she was circulating nominating petitions and filed her nominating papers, she listed addresses in Tucson, where she said she was living, when, according to the challenger, she was in fact still living in Phoenix. They say that means she lied, that means she cannot appear on the ballot. Now, she is saying, A, I didn't lie, and B, even if I did live in Phoenix, this is still just another way of challenging my residency, which is unconstitutional under the federal constitution. So those are the issues up for this afternoon.
Howie, is there a sense that the plain residency issue, do you live here, do you live in the district, where do you live, is that different than the question of how nominating petitions are actually compiled and turned in?
Well, according to the challengers, which are being paid for by Matt Hines, who also wants to represent Congressional District 2 in Southeast Arizona, it does make a difference that somehow if you tell people who are signing your petitions, this is my address in Tucson, when in fact you're not there, he contends that they were being lied to, and therefore it disqualifies her from the ballot. Now, will the judge find that material? Will the judge decide, no, she was in fact living in Tucson at the time? Or will the judge decide that's all irrelevant, that the only thing that matters is that she was a resident of the state of Arizona? And that's the thing that lawyers get paid lots of money to decide and argue.
Now, how you mentioned Don Shooter, the former state representative who was kicked out of office earlier this year. A judge on Friday decided he can stay on the ballot, at least for now, pending an appeal based on a challenge to his residency. What did the judge have to say about that particular case?
Well, this is more interesting in some ways because, in fact, the Arizona Constitution does have some residency requirements on people running for the legislature. The argument presented by challengers is that after he was ousted from the House over that sexual harassment charge, they basically moved to Phoenix. They turned off the power at his Yuma apartment. He had his mail forwarded to Phoenix, where he and his wife actually own a house. And he also got re-registered to vote. Now, I say that in very careful terms because his contention is that somebody, you know, perhaps a political enemy, got on Service Arizona, which is the online site maintained by MVD, where you can also register to vote, and changed his party registration. He said he never did it. What the judge said is, look, I'm not just saying I believe that you didn't do it, but when I look at all the other factors, that you still have the Yuma apartment, that you voted there for years, that you're once again registered there, I'm going to err on the side that you are, in fact, a resident of Legislative District 13, and that you can, in fact, run for the state Senate from the district that you used to represent in the House.
Now, Howie, that raises some other questions, though, about whether candidates maybe in a part of Maricopa County might decide that, hey, now I can run for a district in another part of Maricopa County, regardless of whether or not I live there.
Well, this is one of the interesting side issues. One of the things that Don Shooter's attorney argued is that the Arizona Constitution says that you must have been a resident of the county which you want to represent. Now, this dates from 1912, when county lines were, in fact, legislative district lines. That all changed in 1964, but the Constitution still reads county. So the argument was, well, he lives ostensibly on North 20th Street in Phoenix, and, in fact, that's Maricopa County, and Legislative District 13, while it doesn't quite reach North 20th Street, maybe gets to Litchfield Park, is also part of Maricopa County, and therefore, he's entitled to run. Now, the judge sidestepped the issue. She said, I don't need to reach that because I determined he is a resident of Yuma. But assuming this goes to appeal to the state Supreme Court, you can bet that that issue is going to be raised again.
All right, that's Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services, spending lots of time in courtrooms this week looking at challengers and whether or not candidates will get to stay on the ballot. Howie, thanks as always. Good to talk to you.
It's always good to be in a courtroom when you're not the defendant.